It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns. Let it rise above the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Let praises echo from the towers of the cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to sit. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Of darkness tremble at what they've just heard, 'cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. When all God's children sing out glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children sing out glory, glory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can you guys put up scripture, Matthew 26, 16 through 20, please? Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." You know, John was saying that, though some of us have had a bad week, we just need to let it go and focus on that restart that Jesus is offering us today. And sometimes, maybe it's not just a week. You know, maybe it wasn't just a bad week. Maybe there's something in your life that has held you back from fully worshiping and loving Christ. And in my class, I just want to share, one of my instructors, his name is Dr. Fettus. And he was saying, you know, even the Bible has stated that, you know, like, for instance, a family, one man and one woman, marry and have children, and that's the ideal family. Well, there are so many blended families, even here in our church. Mm-hmm. And we look back on our past and we think, well, God's God's not going to forgive me for this divorce and what I did then. But Dr. Fettes says, you know, if you just take a few moments and read the genealogy of Jesus, you will find name after name that includes adultery, incest, murder. And this is the family line that God chose to come to earth and be a part of. So he's going to bless you wherever you're at, wherever you're coming from. He's going to bless you. And even if that means something that you're not able to let go of right now, know that Jesus came to the earth in a family line that was way more messed up than we could even think of. So I encourage you to let it go this morning. And really, with all your heart, follow after Jesus with a true and holy passion.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Let's sing together. Give me one pure and holy passion.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession.
Sing that again.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life to know and follow my end. To know and follow.
God really loves it, you know, when we sing songs of worship to him, but
Amen.
There's so much more to being a disciple than singing songs of worship. And John's message today is on being a true disciple, watching out for false disciples, right? And another part of being a disciple is repentance. In this next song, we're going to sing the Heart of Worship. It says, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. And sometimes we make worship, even not trying to, but sometimes we make it more a show. And God can see through that. He can see our heart. So I just encourage you guys to really take worship seriously this morning and repent, and then a great message to follow. We're going to learn to be real disciples and not lead anybody astray. Mm-hmm.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made, but it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
God,
from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
not from his heart, Lord, but from yours through him. We say this in your precious name. Amen.
You may be seated.
And ushers, if you would wait on us, please, to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you.
Take my time here on this earth.